Welcome to these additional episodes of Your Pregnancy Week by Week. We're going to provide information about things you may want to know about before baby's birth and in the weeks and months after baby arrives. Dr. Glade Curtis and I hope these discussions will help you and your partner settle into your new roles as parents. The information in these episodes is a general informative guide. None of the information we provide is intended to replace, countermand, or conflict with the advice given to you by your own doctors. Always follow his or her advice. Use the information you learn here as a starting place in your dialogue to help you put your life with baby and after pregnancy concerns, questions, or interests into words. Each episode will cover one topic. Our discussions are intended to help guide you through the many new experiences awaiting you. So let's get started on this discussion. We're going to talk about a good nutrition plan for you while you're breastfeeding. Making breast milk is a strenuous job. A well-balanced nutrition plan while breastfeeding will help you maintain energy levels and good physical health. You may want to continue your prenatal vitamin if you breastfeed. It contains iron and folic acid. You may need supplemental iron, especially if you lost blood at delivery. Eat foods rich in iron, including meats, liver, dark green leafy vegetables, dried beans, dried fruits, and whole grains. Pregnancy and breastfeeding use up your calcium stores, and calcium is necessary for your bones. You can get it from dairy products and calcium-fortified foods. Most nutritionists recommend at least 1,000 milligrams a day for a breastfeeding mom. Zinc is important for a healthy immune system and wound healing. You can find it in some seafood, beef, and the dark meat of chicken or turkey. Magnesium is essential for muscles and bones. Good sources include bran cereal, spinach, lentils, white potatoes, and winter squash. Folic acid, now added to many foods, is necessary for healthy blood cells. Lentils, spinach, broccoli, orange juice, and various beans are excellent sources. Vitamin B6 helps your body metabolize foods and maintain central nervous system function. Chicken, fish, pork, and some beans are excellent sources. Vitamin D is a must for proper calcium absorption. Milk is the best source. Anything you eat can pass into breast milk and thus to your nursing baby, so some foods you eat may cause problems for baby. If you're unsure whether you should eat a food or take a particular substance, call your doctor before you do. Many women ask about caffeine and alcohol. Both substances pass into your breast milk, so use caution when you eat or drink them. Caffeine passes into breast milk in small amounts. If you only drink 1 or 2 8-ounce cups of coffee and or limit your intake of caffeine-containing sodas, it probably won't affect baby, but it may be best to avoid it when possible. And if you notice baby is fussy or awake a lot, cut back on your caffeine intake to see if it makes a difference. It's okay to have an occasional alcoholic beverage while breastfeeding, but limit your intake. Too much alcohol can affect baby and your milk production, making baby lethargic and suppressing your milk supply. Alcohol passes into breast milk very quickly. It passes out quickly too. If you drink a glass of beer or wine, it will pass out of your breast milk in about 3 hours. Hard liquor can take much longer, so be cautious when you drink alcohol. Some babies aren't bothered by the different foods mom eats. Others have gas or become fussy if you eat certain foods. You may have to experiment to find out how baby reacts to things you eat and drink. If baby is extremely fussy after you eat a specific food, limit or avoid it until after you wean baby, or wait until some time has passed to try again. Here are some added facts. Studies show your diet may affect a colicky baby. Certain foods may contribute to the problem. We don't recommend avoiding any foods to prevent colic, but be aware if food seems to cause problems for your baby. Baby may have an allergic reaction to a particular food you eat. The most common foods are cow's milk and other dairy products. If you plan to cut out a food from your eating plan, call a nutritionist. Your doctor can also help. Remember, eating a well-balanced meal plan will be best for you and baby. It may take some work, but it will be worth it. If you would like further information, check out our book, Your Pregnancy Week by Week. You may also want to check out our book for partners, Your Pregnancy for the Father-to-Be. If you want to find out more about our podcast, visit our website, yourpregnancyweekbyweek.com. Looking for something specific? Check out the podcast topics list. It lists topics covered in each weekly pregnancy episode and our Let's Explore More segments. Follow us on social media for updates, new podcast episodes, and important information. Visit Your Pregnancy Week by Week, all one word, on Facebook and Instagram.